With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Please welcome the wickedly talented... Bam! Bam! Bam!
Bam! Bam! Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam. This is Levins.
I'm a girl in the hotel room with him on the last episode. I'm one of the guests from the episode I deleted.
Yep.
Never listened. So
thanks. Welcome back. You haven't been on the podcast in 5 years.
Five years, 100 episodes.
It's great to be back in Canberra.
I thought, like, what better way to celebrate 275 episodes of Hey Fam than catching up with the girl from
some
my hotel
friends.
Room. From the episode that Angus deleted.
So I'm here to talk about, like...
Because he wasn't on it. And it was probably bad.
Yeah, it was definitely... I'd say it was, like, the worst episode. It wasn't Hey Fam.
Yeah.
It was like,
did I complain when you deleted it?
No.
You don't need to rub
and
salt.
And you kind of made
wound.
It up to me by letting me do an episode with Noon, which
I enjoyed.
That was, I wish I was in your shoes. Like I said, like I wish I could listen. You know what?
Yeah, because it was just him, just Noon complimenting me.
I want you to
minutes.
Do one with Noon next year that I get to listen
okay,
to.
Yeah, totally.
I want when
yeah.
I go away, I okay, want you
great.
And Noon to do. That's
your
deal.
Holiday gift.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think technically that is an episode of The Mitchin, if you ask me.
Who's Noon in that?
Anything. Any combination with that, Angus is a Mitchin episode.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I love that.
Anyway,
it's technically Mitchin.
Angus is here, and also we have a special guest. He hasn't been on the episode. Since that junkie episode of the hotel room 5 years ago.
No, Alexi is literally our only guest now.
Yeah, it's true.
I was the junket.
Think about that back then. We had every show was like a woman guest.
We tried to get guests. Yeah, because we were like, oh, it's two guys. No one wants to listen
and
to two guys.
And now it is like guys won't even hang out with us. Like, there's one that comes back and it's Alexi. It's like, there's no... I wish I could go back and tell the guys in the first 20 apps, like, it's okay to, like, just do this.
Yeah.
I thought there was, like, a podcast authority board that was, like, too white. No, now that you know what I mean? Like, damn, we can't let this happen. Now it's like, this rules. This is so much better. We just sent a girl out of the room to do this. It's like, it's so bizarre.
Anyway.
Also, hear our Harley Quinn review last week to hear what we don't hate women.
Oh, Angus does.
Man, you guys should edit episodes every now and then.
No, it takes
one?
Too long.
What's happening right now?
This one, you reckon cut this out?
Yeah.
No, everyone.
This is a new lost episode.
How many subscribers has your podcast got, Alex?
I don't know, three?
Sick.
Me, Cam.
We have four.
And someone, and one of you guys, I think.
It's me.
We share the same download.
Yeah, no.
Angus downloads it and then sends it to me.
Yeah.
So you guys don't get
I torrent
download.
I
we get one extra. We get one download.
I torrent it to Levins. I'm always seating. There's always a computer here open. No, we don't edit. It takes too long. And that's a joke. That we love women. We sent the... Because the one we just exiled from the room made us cookies.
The one. Yeah, we love women because they make us cookies. Is that what you're ending this on?
Yep. So next week we're tackling Wonder Woman 84. I'm curious to see what we think of it again.
But this week, someone we can all relate to. Sonic.
Running fast.
The male hedgehog.
Right now, you listener might be wondering how to get out of here quick if you're playing this on a public speaker.
Also, we haven't even said our guest's name.
Yeah, say my full name.
Alexi... What's
I don't know
name?
Your middle name.
Oh, I didn't really use it. So
dude,
can you
can guess, you won't get it.
No, I don't want to guess. Tell us it. Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas.
That's
Alexi
beautiful.
Douglas
That's
Toliopoulos.
A beautiful, strong name.
Alexi Douglas Toliopoulos.
Now, I thought Mediterranean folk didn't usually have middle names.
Yeah, we don't normally. I just got one.
Did you pick it?
Yeah, I got to pick my own one with whatever could
suit
me. Did
you watch a Michael Douglas film?
just watched Falling Down.
I watched Falling Down. I was like, I must be that guy. Yeah. I must be named after that beautiful that boy beautiful. Killing everybody.
I get angry when I go to McDonald's and they won't serve me I only say breakfast that. Burgers too.
Me hungry. I only say that because I had a girlfriend who was Greek and she had no middle name, which now I think was negligence from her parents.
No, they
And she's like, they don't have middle names.
I'm the only one that has one.
So this is true. You're not
I'm
just
the only Greek that has one.
Because I don't have a middle name and her family was very impressed and I think pretended I was Greek. As a result,
Angus Douglas Trusk.
But now I might take Douglas like you did.
Yeah, you can take Douglas.
Yeah, out of the recently deceased Kirk Douglas.
Once a Douglas dies, you can take another
so
Douglas.
So that's true. Yeah. Did you make that up or is that real?
That's my
we don't
real
do jokes
name.
On this
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, that's my real middle name.
Yeah, we don't cool. do jokes. Angus actually hates women.
No. I don't. I love them. I've got my mom. I love your mom. I've met all of our moms. They're all great.
Have you met Alexi's mom?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
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 When I just said, why don't we call him Douglas? And she said, honey, it's got to be Alexi. And I was like, hey, why don't we meet in the middle?
Shuffle it around, get in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. No, I most of my friends at work are women, so that's interesting.
That's very brave of you
say
to admit.
I'm not. Yeah. Well, Mace, it's like 80% women work there, so.
So?
I'm not a loser who has no friends. Yep.
Maybe at work you are.
I don't think so. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm. No.
So if you're wondering why we're in such high spirits
today,
it's because, the three
you
of
do
us...
the math. One movie, two screenings. I don't know how we got that.
Well, yeah, so I...
This is funny.
This week, we wanted to, like, you know, capitalize on there being a brand new movie out this week. You got to release the episode as soon as it comes out.
Take it back a week ago, you and I going... So Sonic, after we did Birds of Prey episode, we're like, man,
Sonic comes
out
next
week.
We're going to be invited to that premiere.
We're going to get invited. And I'm like, don't worry, man. I get the invites to Universal, Paramount. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
It gets to Tuesday.
I don't think there's going to be a premiere. Apparently there was one tonight.
Oh, I think what? I was at it. There was like six people in the cinema.
Yeah, we went. Yeah. We sat next to a Brazilian couple. They must have been famous over there.
They got flown in from Brazil to go to the Sydney premiere.
Come from Brazil.
For Sonic, yes.
I came all the way from Brazil to see Sonic.
Sonic is a world famous icon of video games. And Sydney is the home of Sonic.
Yeah, you've got Mario. Sega World. You've got Lara Croft in third place. Crash Bandicoot. Fourth place
Croc.
Yeah, but Sega World is like spiritually southern.
Fifth place, Gex.
Gex.
In the southern hemisphere, Australia.
Seventh
Sydney,
place,
Sydney, Australia is
Sly
kind of
the
spiritual
raccoon.
Home to Sonic with
Sega
World.
Oh, yeah, we have Sega World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Sega World. I tweeted about Sega World today thinking about they were going to see Sonic in 4DX.
What was better, going to Sega World or seeing
I love
Sonic
Sega
in 4DX?
World. I went to Sega World at least 25 times. Yeah. And it closed when I was 9 years old.
Were there other Sega Worlds in the world or was it
Sydney
the only
one?
There
was one that has a name
there was
like
one in Rio de Janeiro.
the owners were at the screening.
There's a Sega World in every major city setting of a Fast and Furious movie. That's why.
No,
there
Dhabi.
Was one. Some guy did a Twitter thread. This is like crazy. And then there was a failed one in Chicago, which was called like Sega Somethingopolis or something.
Right.
And it was
Sega
like.
Sega
Alexi
Toliopoulos.
Yeah. But it was like one of those indoor theme parks that had like rides. And I think there was like a Michael Jackson ride, like, because remember how Sega had that shit with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I think they knew he was a pedophile, so they were like, hey, can you make music for Sonic for us for free? We won't tell anybody or something like that. They kept him. Can you like star in our video game, Moonwalker? And they kept him on a very short leash.
Moonwalker.
Now we're talking. Noonraker. but yeah, there was a few failed indoor theme parks that Sega made. I have a feeling there's one on Odaiba in Tokyo, that island.
Really?
That's the one that
like,
might have...
Still, or is it just like...
Here we go. I've got it loaded up.
Thank you.
Venues, there's Sega Metropolis.
That's the one I'm thinking
was
of.
Was the first Sega-themed arcade in the UK.
Okay, nice.
The arcade was housed in the basement of Hamleys Regent Street branch as a Sega-dedicated coin-op den. So
Hamleys.
It was an arcade.
I told you it had Opolis in it.
Well, the other one, the Sydney one had Opolis in it too. Alexi Douglas Toliopoulos.
Oh, and there's the one I'm thinking
of.
The one in Odaiba's Joypolis.
Oh, right.
They always use,
Planet Sega was an arcade in Queens, Bayswater, London.
Are you okay with Sega stealing all this Greek valor?
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Sonic's Greek technically.
Columns
now.
Is stealing Greek valor, isn't it? Didn't Greek people invent columns?
Yeah, we invented them, dude. When we came to Australia for the first time. But there was a few, but they're more like, they sound like they're more openly
right.
an arcade rather than like a theme park or a small theme park that the one in Sydney one.
The one in Tokyo still there, Sega Joypolis. That's on Odaiba still. I was there like last year.
Yeah, the Sydney one had like a bunch of like the first ever VR.
Also, it put the fucking Opera House to shame. It was the most beautifully designed building in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, this big red bottom cube? With like a blue... Like an electric blue kind of pyramid on top.
It was a conical...
Yeah, cone. It was a cone.
Yeah, and then it was like a red box.
Okay, this is a little bit about me. One of the first things I ever knew in my life that switched me on into the world and like made me become human was that I knew the famous Madonna conical bra.
Famous.
And so I called it Madonna's boobie.
That's really
that's
nice.
What I called Sega World.
At 8 or whatever.
Yeah, probably 7 or 8. It was one of the first things I ever learned that.
So where
Madonna
was the other one?
Conical shaped boobs.
Yeah, that was like a very early
90s. It was in
90s.
Brazil, bro.
That was very I'm early 90s, wasn't it? Like to call conical things Madonna's boobs.
Yeah, yeah. If you were a cartoonist, the easiest celebrity to draw
was Madonna.
Because you just draw like the big like pointy boobs.
Yeah, Madonna.
I think I remember like a sketch on Fast Forward or something with like big conical tits.
Oh, I bet you that whoever did the sketches during Hey It's Saturday, probably the celebrity they drew most.
Just they'd walk off, they'd wipe the blackface off and then just walk straight back out with some cones on.
That was the only time that Dickie Knee's head turned around. He had a conical boob on the other side.
How cool was it when cones used to mean empowering female singers and not bongs? That's I would like to get back to those days.
Sega World, I remember going there for a kid's birthday party in school and on the virtual reality ride, shaking my friend's head.
Mm.
And then
what a bitch.
He ended up getting so sick that he threw up.
Oh my God.
Like on you?
Nah, like just a bunch of times that night.
That's amazing.
Shouts to Nafe. He's actually a patron.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, Nafe.
I don't know.
What were the rides? I remember some of the attractions at Sega World was like...
There was a dinosaur thing, I remember.
Yeah, there was a dinosaur
thing.
There was
a fire. You had to like put out... It was like a roller coaster where you had to put out a fire.
Yeah, you had to put out a fire. And that was a real roller coaster, right? Yeah, there was one real roller coaster.
And it was in the like it was like above ground kind
of. Yeah, and you had like... It would spray a jet of water and you would extinguish like...
Like 4DX.
Yeah. Digital, yeah.
And there was
the original 4DX.
There was a 4DX experience as well. That was like
the
a cinema screen. That was the dinosaur. I think it had multiple roller coaster simulations on there.
It was
there.
Like a dark room.
Yeah, I went like 3 or 4 times. I don't think I ever lined up for anything.
No,
like
it was
that.
Like,
you
don't line up.
It never made money. It's bizarre. And I
it was really
that.
Cool.
I missed that building.
Yeah.
And
it
had a lot of arcade
building.
Games too, of course, like Lots Daytona, of, and Virtua it had, Fighter.
It had like a like canteen for food. I remember having nuggets. They're called Knuckles Nuggets.
Knuckles Nuggets.
Did they really?
Yeah, they had nuggets. I remember that was the first time I ever ate nuggets.
But did they call it Knuckles Nuggets?
I don't know, but I assumed that they did. And I used to have... you could buy all like Sega toys. Like I had all these like little... I had these Sonics that were like this big. They're quite heavy. And I had all of them. I had Dr. Robotnik. He was humongous. I had Sonic. I had Knuckles. I had Tails. Tails fell off.
That's both of them?
Who was the girl?
It was Miles.
Amy.
Amy? Yeah, I had Amy. Not the bat. The one...
The pink hedgehog.
Pink?
No,
Amy the hedgehog?
Pink. It wasn't hedgehog. It was something else. I think it was Tails' girlfriend, maybe.
Oh, right. I don't know. It's not like one person listening is like,
it was Claire.
It was Claire.
It was Cream. Claire the Rats. It was Cream the Croc.
Yeah. It was Gex, dude.
It was Gex.
And then I remember they had a guillotine. Do you remember they had a guillotine simulation? And it's like a giant guillotine you put your head in and then it comes down and just shoots air at you. So
it was 4DX, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Everything
well,
was 4DX, like prototype.
Yeah,
you know what?
Sega World walked.
That's about to say, in a poetic way, yeah, Sega World failed. So tonight we could...
The feeling of running in a cinema.
I bet, guarantee if we ripped up that fancy carpet like cover on the seats we were sitting on, we'd see property of Sega World underneath.
Yeah,
I think absolutely. That's where those seats, they just traveled a couple hundred meters up the road.
So, and there were these cool statues of Sonic and Knuckles and stuff that they were like down near the water and you could get on like this Gatling gun that would spray water at this giant serpent.
That's right. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Anyway, it ran out of money and they closed down.
Yeah, they thought they could
do underage raves.
Yeah, they used to do raves.
Underage R&B party, Crush.
And they used they thought they could make more money back during the Sydney Olympics because I think Sega had abandoned it. So no Sega.
Because Sega had the massive crash where like all of their consoles were fucked.
And, it was Dreamcast era and they gave it up and they're like, we're no longer part of this. You can still use it or whatever.
Because it's like three failed consoles, isn't it? It's like Sega, Saturn.
It was Saturn, Dreamcast.
Genesis.
Was it like Mega CD?
Oh, whatever. There's a bunch of consoles in there.
But then they thought that, oh, well, we're going into receivership, but we've got the Sydney Olympics coming up. And they thought they could make it even, but no tourists ever went there during the Olympics.
Also, during that time, Darling Harbour was like a shithole. Like, there was nothing to do there.
The IMAX
there's slightly
sucked.
More things to do there now. Like, eight.
Why don't we don't have an IMAX in Sydney anymore.
Well, they're building rebuilding it. It's opening
How
next.
Long is it going to take them to rebuild it?
Well, it's the
IMAX.
World's biggest screen.
It's the biggest one in the world, dude. They have to fly over the set screen in little pieces.
Dude, they're actually doing it Star Trek style where they build it in the atmosphere and then they drop it back down.
Have you seen the new one? It looks legitimately like some like Cybertruck shit. It's like this
Elon
huge...
Musk, bro.
Are they going to do 4DX there?
5DX, bro.
5D Max.
They actually put you into the screen.
4D, yeah. That's coming this year, I think, right? Or next year?
I don't know.
Bring it back. We haven't had it for ages. Last movie I saw there was either Avatar or Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Dark Knight... Yeah, right.
I saw The Force Awakens. It was one of the last screenings there.
I saw that was my first Force Awakens screening. Was there? And I had vertigo the whole time. I was scared.
You what?
I had vertigo.
Fuck, really?
It's so steep. I had vertigo.
Yeah, I saw Top Gun there once as a reissue. They did.
Oh, yeah, I saw Jurassic Park there.
Yeah,
well.
I saw
awesome.
Top Gun. I went with my old housemate, and we took like we bought huge Cokes there, but put like vodka in it, and we're like.
Yo.
Fucking it was so dumb.
Vodka and Coke is one of the most heinous combinations.
Oh, especially to like do like, whatever how big the IMAX screen is. We felt so sick. It was disgusting. It was pretty funny though upon reflection.
Yesterday, this morning, we all woke up as 40X virgins.
Yeah, I thought I was one, not one, but I found out I was.
Yeah, I'd never experienced anything but the third dimension in a cinema.
Yeah.
And later that day, I bought tickets. And
well, you and I decided we were like when we said, oh fuck, there's no press screenings, we don't really have much to talk about this week. We could definitely riff on Sonic for 2 hours.
Yeah. And then but then I
it started off as a joke. We're like, ha ha,
let's go see it in
should
40X.
We go see it, ha ha, yeah, ha, wow, there's one in 40X, ha ha, wouldn't be funny if we went. And then it's like, ha ha, wouldn't be funny if we went separately. And it just
because you couldn't go together. But then both of you separately texted me, go like, hey, are you free at this time to see Sonic?
Well, no, you texted me about Zelda.
Yeah, I was texting you about Zelda. Then you asked
then
me about
Sonic. Then I was like,
Sonic.
Hey, I'm seeing Sonic in 40X, lol. And you're like, oh, wow, Levin said the same thing. Shit, that reminds me. I'll get my Wii U for you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wii
U? Yeah, Wii U.
He wants
Wii
to play the remastered...
Wind Waker.
Yeah,
so
I
want
to play Wind Waker again.
It's insane that they're
because I found my GameCube, I plugged it in, it still works beautifully.
Why don't you just play it on that?
I didn't have the game, but
oh, damn.
Also, I just want a copy on eBay for $35, so...
But you
play
still
this
want
one,
I
still
better.
Want the Wii U's
on
the Wii
HD. The Wii U one's better, like they fix a lot of the kind of the like fetch questy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of your options in the map are on the little mini Wii U screen.
It's beautiful.
I want to try it out. But then I felt compelled and I was trying to tee it up so I could go to both sessions.
Both 48 sessions.
And spend like $70 seeing Sonic.
Just when the irony is so rife, you can't like admit that you're doing it as a joke and commit to it to out irony the other person. So you win by
that's
saying...
That's when Angus said that, oh, the reason I invited you is because I knew that I wouldn't have to explain any layer of irony to you.
So I was like, you're the only person, like, obviously besides you, who I could just say, I'm saying for Sonic and 40X and then not have to, like,
go on
a spiel.
Yeah.
It's just like, so I'm saying Sonic and 40X and it's, like, instant acceptance and understanding, like,
yeah,
why?
I mean...
Yeah, you were in. You tried to make it work.
Mm.
Yeah.
I ended up buying a ticket. I ended up seeing Sonic.
Wouldn't it be great if you pulled your kid out of school? You're like, sorry, my son, son needs to take today off.
Archie, you know how you're kind of terrified of movies?
But now you're going to hate him even more.
What if it was also a roller coaster that sprayed air at you?
Yeah.
It shot air at your feet. It shoots a bullet whizzing past your ear. And then it's going to sneeze on you at a few
and
points.
And also there's strobes and smoke.
The strobe is the worst thing. Like, very unnecessary.
Yeah, absolutely. You're watching a fucking movie. You don't
need to. Showed you the trailer at the start for 40X. There's a scene where like characters open the car doors of the car they're getting into, like show off 40X, and the strobes came on. I was like, they fucking opened a door of a stationary car. Like, that is not at all deserving.
It's kind of crazy how the experience of like, we need you to feel every single movement that's happening on the screen.
You and I thought before the movie started, we're like, we're going to come during this. And then when they showed
the joke is like, I worry this will stimulate my prostate.
But then the ads.
And then the first thing they do is like a little tap on the ass.
And then we just lost it. We're like, fuck, we might actually come in this movie.
Dude, we might shoot ropes during Sonic, bro. Yeah. But it's
like, when they tickle the back of your legs.
It absolutely is. It's so, the sensation of it is so weird. It's like a lot of the main sensation that they're doing, like when Sonic's running or whatever, or if there's someone spinning around, it really just feels like buttock stimulation. Yeah. Like, that's all it is. It's like stimulating your buttocks.
And the either weird, it's like tapping like your neck, your tickles, your tushy, and the, yeah, or the ankle blowers.
If you live in Australia, you've definitely seen the ad for 4DX before a movie at event cinemas. It's like a couple,
an interracial couple.
That's, thank you.
Yeah. One's Brazilian.
It's 2020.
Dude, we're not talking about Sonic yet.
Do you think? Yeah, I think I figured out why they were big on interracial. I think they're going to integrate them to the Fast and Furious universe.
Okay. The 4DX promo couple.
No, the Sonic universe.
Both.
They're both owned by Paramount. Everyone. They're both owned by Paramount.
No, Fast and Furious is Universal.
Oh, really?
Sorry, yes. I know every studio property and so what owns them.
In this trailer, a woman is like in a regular movie cinema, and then suddenly her chair like rockets forward as she's watching this action movie. And like she's on the back of a motorbike and she gets plunged into the water. Yeah. And like, and I've seen this ad so many times.
Someone uses a vibe on her.
She shoots a rope.
The husband comes on her legs, and that's when it does the squirt. The leg tickle.
So I was like, how are they gonna, like, are we just gonna start watching the movie and
the dude gets fucked in the butt, and that's when the thing starts going.
the dude gets a hook put into him.
Yeah.
And so yeah, the first thing is that, like, you watch like a whole bunch of previews. It's just a regular seat screening, except you're in this dumb chair. And then
the best thing too that you pointed out is there's a button on the chair that says water on and water off. It's like a Looney Tunes sketch. Like, what's gonna happen when I turn it on?
Okay, without spoiling too much of Sonic, my biggest criticism: not enough water.
Yeah, not enough characters sneeze in Sonic for me to cop a mist of water in my face.
Because in the trailer for the 4DX experience, which you watch, like, I've watched that trailer so many times, it's so boring, I take it for granted.
Yeah.
In 4DX, I was laughing the entire time.
4DX, it's a top tier ride at Disneyland.
It's so stupid.
Guys, I just got an email saying, hi Angus, thanks for seeing Sonic at George Street. Would love your feedback on it.
Wow.
Should I just say,
send them the episode
link. I'll just send them this.
Hit voice to text and record the entire episode.
Strap yourself in, fuckers.
So like, yeah, you're like being thrown around in your chair, and then when you hit the water, you get sprayed.
You get
water.
Spritzed, bro.
You get totally spritzed.
The water spray is like the end of Splash Mountain, because it comes at the end of the ad where it's like timed perfectly.
And
like,
then,
it's the language of rides. They've studied rides in the language of it.
There's an explosion at the end of it, and then like the like smoke goes in front of the screen.
There wasn't a lot of smoke in Sonic, was there, upon reflection?
There was more smoke than there was water, because the only time that you get sprayed.
No,
water,
I got sprayed 4 or 5 times.
Oh, I only got sprayed
a couple
once.
Of times.
I got when he shook himself off after getting wet.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, we got
I reckon you tapped your water seat off.
No, dude, I didn't.
I reckon you were moving.
I was checking it constantly.
I think you moved around so much.
The only time Sonic cummed on me was when he literally threw someone's drink at someone.
We got that. I copped that.
And
squirt.
I copped it.
Some of the movements were insane. Like, I think that this was a perfect movie to see in 4DX. I have my experience with, because I have that attachment to Sega World.
I don't care about this movie.
I have an attachment to Sega World, so it's kind of felt very nostalgic to me. I was looking forward to all day. But then, like, the moments that I was like, fuck, this rules.
This
experience is great. There is stuff where you're like either a drone or something in it, like you're following the perspective of one of Robotnik's drones, and there's like this amazing sense of flying because they turn the fans on, so it just kind of feels like you're levitating a little bit, and then the seats are moving. I was like, man, I would see How to Train Your Dragon in this tomorrow. I would see Avatar 2 and, like, you know, jump on those fucking screaming dragon bras and
Star
just
Wars
like
Death
fly
Star
around.
Run,
just, I would love that. That was the only
Force
time
Awakens
I felt
was
it.
Sick in it, except I think in Japan they were even more hardcore. Like, when the opening crawl started, you started going backwards because of it. And I was like, oh, we're the crawl now? Like, it was really funny.
Yeah, I think, imagine, like, if your job was, like, programming the 4DX
Oh, gunfights were sick too, because it's like, you're getting the things
shooting. Yeah, little air pressure things blowing behind your ear.
I saw it and I was like, to you straight away, I was like, I got to see Fast 9 like this.
I want to see heaps of movies.
Let's go
same. I wanted in.
Because
I'm
you're going to watch all of the Furious movies. Yeah. Let's go see 9 together.
Yeah, that's a great idea. 40X. Yeah.
And there was also another motion that I really liked that was kind of like, there was like a gentle circular motion that the chair would make. And it felt like when you're jacking off and you're rubbing your gooch. I'm like, yeah, that's
what?
I was like, that feels like the most of what I would like.
You did come in this movie?
Dude, I blew ropes when Tails came up at the end, bro.
We have censor that now. Fuck.
No, I'm not going to be so mad. I'm not censoring it. No shit. Like, we predicted that too.
Yeah.
I think like, we predicted that. We're like, the post credit scene will be Tails.
Like, we were like, we took a bet. Will it be Tails or Knuckles that pops up in the post credits?
Dude, Shiki Miyamoto predicted that like post credit scene. It's so obvious.
Yeah. Dude, freaking Nostradamus predicted that post credit scene. It's that obvious, dude.
We're not editing it just despite the earlier edit comment. It's fine. Like, no one cares.
I don't know. I reckon people are going to care.
We'll just be like, there's a spoiler.
At Angus and Alexi.
Yeah, at us if you're upset about Sonic. And I'll fucking tear you a new one. And why you should go see another movie.
You know
who's
the person that's going to at you both? Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that's okay.
I was watching this. I like being added by you. The big thought in my head was just like, imagine being heaps into Sonic.
Yeah.
And just like when I said we saw Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck, imagine really being into this. And I was just like, I'm so glad I'm not into this.
Yeah, so... like, I thought,
which is so insulting. I know. I'm sorry, but they're just really dumb.
Well, no. You mean like
the franchise?
I don't think that. Like, I reckon if you were a hardcore Sonic fan, you'd probably hate this movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because this is like, I enjoyed it because it felt like watching like a dumbass 90s family movie.
You know, it reminded me
with,
of
like splashes of Sonic.
It reminded me of like before the
and Alexi's come.
I take back what I said about that shit being dumb. Like, whatever gets you off, man, that's fine. If it's like
the little circular motion,
if it's like little circular motion, if it's little animals that look like kids who don't wear clothes, then that's so fine. I don't mind that. But it reminded me of this movie of the era pre-MCU, like 90s superhero / you know, the Super
like
Mario
Steel?
Brothers. Like Steel,
the
where
it
was like,
O'Neal
it was
movie?
Where it was like an out of touch 50s producer saw a comic lying around. It was like,
yeah,
I'm making that movie. And they're like, oh, have you read it or anything? They're like, no, I saw the cover. Like everything was incorrect. Like the rings were used to jump around. Like everything was wrong. I could imagine being a hardcore fan just being like, this isn't Sonic.
Where
like,
is the law? There's no sanctity.
Like there
to
was
the
just
law.
And just like a weird owl bitch as the teacher, and just like weird
the
stuff.
Fucking guardian of Gahul.
That's
whatever,
what I.
Yeah.
Turned, I
yeah.
was like, dude, this is like the legend of Gahul.
Because that's
like,
the start of the movie. Is like Sonic's a little adorable little baby hedgehog.
That's a post Baby Yoda edit. I guarantee.
They went back. They made him mini. But it's like, oh, I'm a cool school kid, but I'm too fast and I don't have any friends. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, Sonic. I'm fucking I suck. I'm
keep
so
going.
Sad. I want freaking friends, dude. I want a freaking friend in this world. It's my biggest dream and my ambition in life. But the thing I want to tick off my bucket list is get one real friend. And I will spend an hour and a half doing so. And then after that, I shall perish and relinquish myself from this mortal coil.
You can see the various drafts of this scripts like the crux of the story change, like originally it was Spider-Man because they're like, you've just got to no, it was Zack Snyder's Man of Steel. It's you've got to hide
you have
your
a great power. You can't.
Yeah.
But then that was just never spoken about again.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like this
exactly.
emotional. Actually, it was Zack Snyder. It was the fucking Legend of Gahul. Like I reckon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there's a Snyder joint.
This
man,
is my
at least, yeah, Zack Snyder directed the
he
House
met that
of
after
Gahul.
Like Watchmen.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll bet 100%. You $6,000
and
right
isn't
now.
It like an Australian cast?
Yeah, it's because it's filmed in Australia.
But isn't it animated?
Or animated in Australia. It's Animal Logic, I think. But
yeah.
It's got like people with, like Emily Barclay's in it.
Yeah, and
she's
Jeffrey,
one of the lead owls of Gahul.
Jeffrey
what
Rush.
The fuck?
Yes, brother.
He directed it.
Yes,
so
you owe me $6,000.
That's why.
Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahul.
That's one of
the funniest names ever.
Yeah.
That's like
directed by who?
That's the original, recently renamed Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, and the Fantabulous Emancipation of the Owls of Gahul.
Of the Owls of Gahul, Sonic the Hedgehog and the Legend of the Owls of Gahul. But my theory is that was such a rewrite that like Baby Sonic post Mandalorian.
No, yeah. Baby Groot.
No, they wouldn't. No. Yeah, I reckon Baby Groot. I reckon they wouldn't have enough time.
But I think they were just like,
also,
fuck.
Also, Muppet babies. Come yeah. on.
No, Baby Yoda is like the thing that made
that was so recently. They
changed the character like a few months ago.
They couldn't do all that. I reckon here's my theory.
They didn't have enough time to render a new character, so they literally used one of the owls of Gahul.
Yeah.
It's still on a hard drive somewhere.
I love it. Yeah, like this. Like
a photorealistic owl.
Sonic is raised by a photorealistic owl in like the most like...
looks like Sonic Adventure.
It was like a Sonic thing, yeah.
And then Knuckles' tribe comes to like kill it.
A tribe of echidnas like come into attack.
So
and,
weird.
And then when the photorealistic owl cops an arrow to the gut because we're watching it in 40x.
I
you
died.
Get this big prod in the back.
It was
like,
so painful.
Like you've been.
It was a massive.
Every time I got prodded, like at one point, Sonic pushes the two main human characters off a building.
Sonic actually does hate crime. He doesn't agree in interracial relationships, and he's like trying to make an example of them.
But you get prodded in the back, and every time that happened, I always thought the kids behind me were kicking my seat.
Yeah, I thought Alexi was blasting ropes at me.
Dude, I was getting.
It was weird when we got tickets and you're like, I actually have to sit behind you instead of next to you. I was like, fuck, okay, man. Dude,
just let me do it, okay? Just let me do it.
I need a row by myself and no one can look at me.
It was weird. No one else was getting kicked or just come on. It was just me. It wasn't 40X.
You were the only one copping like blast of
I'm
water.
I'm screaming, walk out wet. I'm like, man, that was wild. Everyone's like, can you keep it down?
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes.
But it's like, this movie is so strange. Like, I think it's tonally so strange.
No, see, I thought tonally it made so much sense to me.
But I think to me, it's like, is this a kids movie or is this like a movie for
I think it's a kids movie because there was no swearing. Every time someone went to swear, another character would cut them off. I noticed they were like, you son of a... And then another character would be like, honey, Sonic's dead.
But then there's like, to me, like if I'm to jump ahead or whatever, the discussion of like, how would I make this better or how I make this more sense was like, make it actually a kids movie. Just go full E.T. Make some fucking James Marsden. Get like a teen. Get James like a fat teenager.
James Marsden's like, fake tan. We need to pull up that later.
Well, but his wife has a weird tan. They both have heads that are different colors to their bodies.
Man, okay. Look up, when think of Levin saying his wife has a weed tan, then look at the actress that plays her and then just post that quote online.
No wonder why Levin's blasted when Sonic pushed them off
I'm just saying, like, everyone except Jim Carrey has like weird faces that are different color to their bodies.
Mm.
It's called the human race, dude.
It's like, then you're kind of like, you're like, Sonic's like, well, actually, I love it here on Earth. Oh, actually, before that, the first thing you see is Sonic towards the end of the movie being destroyed by Robotnik.
They did a record scratch
opening. You're probably wondering why, how I got here.
That literally opens it, you're wondering how I got here.
It's Megamind style, bro.
It's weird seeing this the week after Birds of Prey,
which does the same thing.
Well, it's two movies that are just so obviously influenced by Deadpool.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we're living it. Man, I tell you what. it's Deadpool's world and we're just living in it. Like I
we're
said,
just, we're just two pieces of cheese in the chimichangas that is Deadpool's world.
Man, I've always said, yeah, it's Deadpool's world and we're just fucking living in it, dude. It's cool. I love it too.
I'm out here getting pegged by Ryan Reynolds every night now.
Deadpool for president.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd love it. Dead pros, dude.
So cool.
One of my favorites.
But yeah, this, it is insane that this... Yeah, as a I kept trying to put myself in like the Sonic fans who like the games or the comics or whatever. And just they must have been so horrified that he's an alien. Like just such a lazy 90s like, oh, we audiences won't believe a movie set in another universe. Like just going, it fell to so many tropes like that. We're like, oh, like in the Mario Brothers movie where like, it's a secret universe. It's a universe through the sewers of New York. Exactly. It's like, just sit in the Mushroom Kingdom, you idiot.
Exactly.
Like,
just
it's like people,
there.
It reminds me of a movie where producers lose the balls to like trust a fandom.
I hope this is the last time we ever get a fish out of water.
Like, well, I hope it's the next movie, if they ever do it, it's the opposite, where they're like, come on, James Marsden, you're coming to Sonic World.
I hope it's just Jim Carrey and Sonic characters in the next one.
No, I still, I hate James Marsden so much. I'd still love him, like, in
some
degree.
He's my favorite actor.
James Marsden.
I was hoping he'd get an Oscar last year.
So Alexi worked out that James Marsden has already made this movie. It's called Hop.
Yeah, there's this movie called Hop.
A Russell Brand vehicle.
It's a Russell Brand vehicle, where Russell Brand plays the voice of the new Easter Bunny who has to go to America. Or some shit, or goes to Hollywood.
China. And the trailer showed me he's in China.
He's in China. What's one of those movies that must appeal to every
actually,
country?
Actually, this movie also had China for no reason in it.
You got to. Well, you know,
I think
a
this
reason.
Movie, I think Hop was basically
it's
the DNA
that.
Of this movie.
Because it's like, it's James Marsden. He goes, what? He hits Hop with his car.
And Hop, I mean.
And then he's like, oh shit, I killed the Easter Bunny and now I got to save him and be friends with him.
No, he picks up a rock and he's about to crush the bunny.
It's like Parasite.
Yeah. He's going to parasite the poor Easter Bunny.
Maybe James Marsden, maybe we're being harsh, maybe he's the best acting to a tennis ball actor in Hollywood. Like
he's the one.
In X-Men, there's CG characters. Yeah. Like he's made a career out of like staring at people that aren't there.
He can do it. He's
being like
one.
A subpar reactor.
Yeah.
But the cast of Hop is insane.
Who we got? I'll get you James Corden's in there.
No, James Marsden, Russell Brand, we know those two. And you got like Hugh
James
Laurie,
Corden's Peter Rabbit, dude.
Hank Azaria, David Hasselhoff, Gary Cole. Hugh Hefner's in it.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, Playboy Bunny.
Playboy Bunny, bro.
Oh, of course.
You can already see
Hop
the joke.
Goes to the Playboy Mansion, dude.
Hop sees a 40X.
Hop and James Caan go on.
You know, it's funny you
bunnies.
Said David Hasselhoff there because before the movie started, I was thinking about him. Because we saw that SpongeBob movie trailer and I was almost about to turn to you and go, isn't it great that Keanu Reeves has picked up a job as what David Hasselhoff used to do, which is playing himself in like shit cameos.
In a SpongeBob movie.
Ironically.
I love the animation style of that movie. It looks so good.
I was commenting, it looks beautiful, but I don't think that I could handle watching a full movie in that style.
Well, let me put this to you. What about in 40X?
Yes, absolutely.
What about if SpongeBob's blasting ropes on your back?
Okay, Patrick. I'm gonna sneeze in your face right now.
What about
Gary?
Squidward's busting out eggs or whatever.
SpongeBob. I'm about to suction cup your legs right now.
Do Mr. Krabs now.
Oh, SpongeBob. I love to jump around.
I guess that's it. I guess that's SpongeBob.
Yeah, so we have Sonic, who is an alien, who is... He's been living on Earth for 10 years.
Playing baseball by himself.
And like collecting Flash comics.
Yeah, reading the Flash.
I like that because he would read it and go, he's fast too.
Hey man, do you write IMDb trivia? I didn't pick that up.
Yeah, fuck. I like this because he's fast too, I relate. It's like when I watched Looking for Alibrandi. I'm like, I read it for the same reason.
Well, I guess in that sense, we learned that this Sonic
What's
was
the Greek version of Gotta Go Fast?
Acropolis now.
Gotta go eat, bro.
Gotta
eat the doll mother, bro.
He's also aware of the Fast and Furious franchise when he makes a Vin Diesel family joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So he probably watched like, all
And he makes a Star Wars reference like immediately.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that the Gahul Al is his Obi-Wan Kenobi.
She's basically Obi-Wan Kenobi and I'm basically Sayo Bibble, if you catch my drift.
I didn't like that
if
reference.
If you catch my Tokyo drift.
And then
drift.
I was like, I could just imagine like a shamed businessman in Japan who like years ago... somehow had to sell the rights to a movie studio to keep themselves afloat as a software company, being invited begrudgingly to the premiere of this and just going like, we've like forsaken our forefathers and like the IP of this character.
Yeah, it, going in, look, we are like, I know we're spoiling the hell out of this movie, whatever.
Oh, can you imagine someone at home going, Sonic!
Imagine being an adult and getting upset by Sonic spoilers.
If you have any expectations for this movie, know that Sonic flosses twice.
Yeah.
Sonic does backpack kid dance.
And in a rare, I gotta say, ballsy move, killed off in the first 40 minutes.
This is my favorite.
They killed Sonic off in the first 30 minutes and then he's replaced by his ugly cousin.
Yeah.
Which is just what the original design was.
It's also they the Ben Schwartz voice is the same and they explained it's because they grew up near each other.
grew up near each other.
James Marsden hits Sonic with a tranquilizer gun. And so Sonic is like
half the movie literally.
Dude,
Sonic's
actually, can you be more specific? He hits him with a dart from the tranquilizer gun. He doesn't pistol whip Sonic, dude.
But like,
you know, he pistol whips Sonic.
It'd be sick if like James Marsden was into bestiality and like knocks him out, and the wife comes home. He's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh no, that wouldn't be sick."
Like, it's 40x, baby.
It's 40x. This is for the 40x cup.
Yeah, feel this. I'm gonna stimulate his butt area, dude.
But like, yeah, I noticed while watching this that Sonic's like very stationary for a lot of the movie. And
yeah,
I
well, he gets hit by an explosion.
He just keeps getting still for a long time, and I think it was honestly because of the. Like the redesign, they had to go like, well, we'll cut a few corners here. Sonic's like asleep for a while. But there's scenes where they covered him up in a blanket and like carrying him. And
he just
like,
looks like a dead child. Yeah. Like,
or scenes
really
when he's in a bag and talking from the bed. And I'm like, oh, they literally like, he's only in like maybe a quarter of the movie. He's like, it's all essentially like off mic for a lot of it. Yeah. Like Poochie style. Like he's just not in it.
He told you, Angus texted.
No, he took a photo of
in one of, seriously, the third time of this movie, Sonic's passed out and getting carried around. Like,
it's like him on the table with the couple over the top of him. And you put a photo up of it saying, damn, I can't believe they killed my boy Sonic.
And then you told Noon, you texted Noon that
Noon saw the tweet and wrote to Angus, said, are you serious? Did they kill? Read out the messages verbatim.
No, I can't. Because he's going to listen to the app, he said.
Oh, fuck.
And I don't want to spoil it for him.
Spoil what for him? That Sonic doesn't die.
This is going to be how he finds out.
Okay, so the whole rest of this episode, we're just going to pretend that Sonic dies.
That's what I just said.
Okay, so Sonic dies in this movie.
It's a bold.
And if you know Noon and see him in the street, make sure you console him.
And if you can somehow get a copy of this movie and sell it in exclusively in Australian JB Hi-Fis or something, just make sure Sonic dies. But no, seriously, Sonic is stationary for a lot of the movie, isn't it?
You said that Sonic, there's a little scene where Sonic's waiting in the car and James Marsden goes and does a mission.
A lot of the movie, Sonic's asleep or sitting outside in the car. Yeah, that's funny. No, we'll read it out. It is pretty funny.
It is the best.
It is great.
You can read the whole thing out.
I just posted
Noon, we love you.
I posted a dumb photo
As if he's lasted this long anyway.
Yeah, I saying I can't believe they killed Sonic. And then he said, what the fuck? They killed him? And I'm like, yeah, man, in the first 20 minutes.
The end of the movie, it says Sonic 1983 to 2020. And Kirk Douglas 1903 to 2020.
But then he's like, he's not in the rest of the movie. And I'm like, yeah, I think they ran out of budget after the redesign. He's really in it for like the first 40 minutes. And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, the rest of the movie just becomes James Marsden and Jim Carrey. It's really weird. And he goes, second half, no Sonic, weird. And I'm like, yeah, he's barely in it when he's in it too. And he's like, I'm like, he's always asleep in it. They ran out of money after they changed the design. In a lot of the scenes, he's waiting in the car outside and we just hear his voice, which didn't happen. And then Noon said, that's insane. It should all be Sonic and Robotnik. And then he said, fuck, Robotnik finally wins. Which is, I think I might send this to the film company. Like, you've got yourself a sequel.
Yeah.
Robotnik and then I said, yeah,
kill Sonic.
And it's so weird.
But I would say as well that truly, something that's really enjoyable about this movie is just seeing Jim Carrey fully hammered up, like Ace Ventura.
This is like when he played the Riddler like as a villain and is like...
Yeah, I could have done with a little less dancing. The part where he's just like dancing on his his truck.
When he's dancing on his own Robin style.
Yeah. It's great to see him still nimble.
I actually really enjoy Jim Carrey's performance. I like that sequence when he's dancing.
What about when he's like, when he's playing with like the VR stuff in his truck? Like, he's skiing and then he pretends he's being chased by a dinosaur and that he eats his head.
Yeah, it's awesome. Because you're just like, this is 40X. He's living 40X world.
Yeah, totally.
But it's like, it's such a big bra, like big broad big brassy, bra. Big bra performance where he's doing drag the whole time. But it's like, I'd like to delight into seeing Jim Carrey doing like what he does best again. I don't know the last time that I saw a Jim Carrey movie, yeah, I mean, let alone...
The Grinch? Is that like the last goofy Jim Carrey? I mean,
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
But I don't know if he goes full oh, wait, we crazy did
Dumb and Dumber 2 or whatever.
No, yeah, you're right. He did do Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
But to see him do it something like this where it's like, oh, clearly the guy's having a lot of fun with this role and with this performance, where it's like so much like that huge like changes in volume of the voice to like bring so much like humor out of that by like, there's this moment that we busted up in. Dude, we busted a lot of nuts and we busted a lot of guts
seriously,
in this movie.
It was a real, it was a real blast. Buster.
But it's what like this scene moment, was it? It's a moment where he's like on the truck, like playing with the VR stuff. And then his little manservant assistant
Mr.
who just
Stone.
Follows him. Mr. Stone follows him. Is that the Mr. Stone, that Mr. Matthew McConaughey thinks in his Oscar speech?
Yeah. Wow.
It's the same Mr. Stone. But then he's like, the guy sneaks up to him. He's like, I made you a latte. It's got Arabica beans and like Austrian goat milk or whatever. And he goes, do you think that I would want a latte? Because I do. Or something like that.
I love the way you make them.
Of course I will want, because I love the way you make them.
I thought that was tremendously
That
funny.
Was just vintage Carrie delivery.
My favorite bit was when he is trying to get into James Marsden's house and is talking about like, you know,
being an orphan.
No, like having like, he's like James Marsden having baby formula.
Yeah.
And then he goes, actually, I was breastfed. And he goes, nice.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, nice. Sticking nice. It to me, I was an orphan.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so funny.
All right, guys, I've just told Noon I lied to him.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Yeah. As a joke, I'm like, I couldn't lie to you, man.
And so he's written back?
But then he's like, but he's hardly in it. I'm like, kind of like,
no,
he's in it
in like fucking every.
Yeah, but he's sitting down. I've just noticed he's not very animated. Like compared to Detective Pikachu, that bitch is
dude,
all over the
shot. There's
a
Sonic watermark in the bottom right hand corner of the whole film.
But yeah, it says like the trial software watermark every time Sonic's on it.
So we didn't talk about the opening of this movie is the beginning of what I assume is going to be a long-running new franchise set in the Sega film universe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the
Sega cinematic universe.
Yeah, when I saw this, I honestly thought this was how the movie was going to do a cold open. I'm like, hey, I'm a video game character, but then one day that all changed. Yeah. Like, because the opening shot is
when
him
a witch
running through like
cartridges and I came into this reality.
But it's
Jumanji
like,
style.
Yeah, it's him running through Green Hill Zone 1 or something. Green Hill Zone Act 1, like on Mega Drive.
Yeah, but I mean, so the opening, the opening like Sega.
It's just Sonic though. And then it zooms out.
Zooms out,
like,
yeah. It's like all the
hundreds of screens.
Yeah, there's like Yakuza. Isn't
Yakuza.
Really
it's Ico the Dolphin.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. So there's like totally dun, dun, the Marvel logo thing.
But it's so funny. And again, it's like, I commend them for this Dark Universe-esque flex, just going, yeah, we're doing a universe.
Yeah, we're doing a universe. We're going to tease Tails at the end. Yep. We're only going to have Jim Carrey actually look like Dr. Robotnik at the end of the movie. Like, they have long-term plans for this movie, and they don't care how much money you spend on this
one. And they're
one.
Teasing, like, all these Dreamcast things in that logo. Like, there was Yakuza in there. There was Ico in there.
Ico
what
the
else
Dolphin.
Was in there?
Columns. Columns. Keep coming back to Columns. Moonwalker, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
What else?
Is Altered Beast in there? Probably Altered Beast.
Probably.
There.
Probably.
Columns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Columns 3. Columns 2.
Yeah. Columns 2.
Ico the Dolphin.
Columns, Sonic
Columns
2.
3D.
Yeah. Sonic.
Big the Cat.
Shadow. Yeah. Shadow the Hedgehog, that beautiful bat with those huge human tits from Sonic Adventure.
So what are the actual, like, obviously at the beginning of the movie, we see Sonic in what looks to be actual, like a Sonic level.
No, he's in San Francisco and does the record scratch.
Of course, yeah, but I mean like when we see him when he's little.
Opening
like,
scene is sick for 40X. Like I reckon that opening scene they did record scratch.
Maybe we're the only ones that saw
just
it.
Just for 40X because he's running. Carrie's flying behind him, this dumb ship blasting him. We're feeling like, what are we getting air? And then he does a, you're probably wondering how I got here. Boom. And yeah, he's in like Green Hill Zone.
It's so funny. Like whenever during the 40X like screen, whenever they're like, there's not an action scene and like they're just talking and like you're just still for a while.
Yeah.
And I would forget that I was watching it in a 40X theater. And then like, and then like, just like a car would slowly come past.
And your bum starts
you
shaking.
Start like vibrating.
fucking rules.
It's such a weird experience. It's so strange.
It's the Rumble Pack of movies, isn't it? You're just like, you can watch it without it, but when you get it,
it reinvigorates the entire experience.
Yeah, but so like, yeah, like we have like a, that opening, sorry, little second, the you know, when he's young, the flashback, that looks like a Sonic level. It looks like the actual Green Hill Zone.
Have you seen Bumblebee?
No.
Have you seen Bumblebee?
I've seen Buck Bumble the movie. He's one of my favorite top 10 video game characters.
Buck Bumble?
Yeah, Buck Bumble rules, dude. No, I haven't seen Bumblebee. No.
So the thing with Bumblebee is like everyone in the trailers, they showed like, what's the dumb, like not Mega, where do Transformers live? Cybertron.
Yes.
Like their planet.
Yeah.
And you see this like all Cyprus. Out war that they've never shown in the like Michael Bay film. This is like very Michael Bay Transformers where they're like, we've got to set it on Earth. Audiences won't like this movie unless that's set in like middle America, which is like such a hilarious like 90s producer thing I find where, again, fandoms won't, don't trust this. But in the trailer for Bumblebee, they showed this like all these scenes on Cybertron, this like all out war between like Decepticons, Autobots. And everyone was kind of like, oh, and they were the Generation 1 Transformers. And I was like, this is all I've ever wanted. But much like Sonic and that, you see it for a minute as an intro to then set up why this character's plucked from there, winds up on Earth, and like is a outcast. It is essentially Bumblebee, this movie, I've just realized then. Because you get the teasers of like the movie you want, but the movie's not given that budget, nor they're like, adults won't go see this. Or you know what I mean?
People generally like Bumblebee, right?
Yeah, it was a good... Yeah. Bumblebee was like a good movie. It was
the same director that did like the films like Kubo and the Two Strings and stuff.
Oh, they did Bumblebee, But it's like that thing where it's like...
And Hop.
And Hop. Yeah, James Corden's James Marsden Hop.
Yeah. That's the movie I want to see. Is James Corden...
you can't catch me. I'm the fastest little hedgehog you've ever seen.
That's fucking... Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, yeah.
Oh, you can't catch me. I'm too fast for you.
That's such a good quote.
Do a little interview with like Joan Rivers. I'm going to call her dead.
That's a James Corden thing.
Deep James Corden cut.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time reading articles about people shitting on James Corden.
Yeah, he sucks for all intents and
purposes. So we have Green Hill Zone, like the reference in video.
Him
racing then, through it.
And then Sonic starts with like... just going like, I'm a little bit different where I'm from.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're different. Like, he's this constant out. It's like, no, you belong here, you idiot.
You should be like, I'm actually identical to every creature on my planet. They're also a blue hedgehog.
And then he escapes to Montana in Earth.
Yeah.
And he lives in a place called Green Hill.
Yeah.
So that's another Sonic reference. At one point, he eats a chili dog.
Yeah,
There were like four people in the front row of my screening. Yeah. Out of the 12 people that were there, that clapped whenever these references happened.
Is a chili dog a Sonic thing?
Yeah, he loves, his favorite food is chili dogs.
Why do you?
And in this one, you know he eats them because he farts.
Yeah. Wait, how do you know that he likes chili dogs?
That's Sonic's favorite food.
In what?
I didn't know that.
In like the canon.
What in? I've never played a game where he's like, I eat chili dogs.
No, it's maybe Sonic, it's like in the comic books or whatever.
But I don't know if that's canon. That's like Archie canon.
It is the look up Sonic food, and I bet you the first thing that comes
up. And Zack Snyder directed Alzheimer's Hall, and I've Sonic only, loves chili dogs.
I've only played the games, and to me, that's canon.
That's
Sonic's favorite food. It is chili dogs.
Then what is that
bring
from?
Up guac so many times in this movie.
Again, it's that 90s producer shit where they're like...
people aren't going to buy the...
Okay, first appearance was in Sonic Unleashed.
What's then, that?
I don't know. It was a fucking game.
Oh, I think Sonic Unleashed might have been the one that
I had. The werewolf one?
No, that's the one that was on...
That's Shadow.
360, PS3,
PS2. No, there's one where you turn into a werewolf.
Oh. Yeah, Werehog. The Werehog one. There was no Werehogs in this movie.
Wallace and Gromit?
No, isn't that Wallace and Gromit?
The Werehog?
The chili dog is an object that appears in the Sonic the Hedgehog series. It is a food product consumed on Earth and in other dimensions, which is made of and sold by several parties. It is perhaps best known as the favorite food of Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's not at all lying.
It fucking is. Why would I know about it if it wasn't?
Dude, I don't know. It's weird that you
just made all that up. Levin's phone is off. He's not actually looking at his screen.
I've invented the website sonic.fandom.com. And I've photoshopped all these cool photo images of
dude. That'd be so funny if we're just reading the regular Wikipedia for chili dog. And that's like, it's all about Sonic.
In Sonic Unleashed, chili dogs appear as additional content. In this game, it is mentioned that Sonic loves chili dogs and that it is his favorite food. In gameplay, the chili dog can be purchased from every shop besides the egg shop for 50 rings, except for traveling salesman Wentos. He sells them for either 20, 50, or 100 rings at random.
Dude.
Chili chili dogs can be given to Chip, who finds them too spicy for his personal taste, despite deeming them good, to contribute to the BFFs or to Sonic for the Hungry Hungry Hedgehog achievements and trophies. When consumed by Sonic, the chili dog will give him 30 EXP. Are you following, Angus?
No, I tuned out. It was really boring. But it's like, that was never in a game, was it?
Oh my god,
dude! This should be the forward for your next cookbook.
Think of describe like the most racist hot dog salesman, like looking.
Okay, let me tell you.
Hot dog salesman,
dude. I was gonna say the guy from Borat was what I was gonna say.
He's like a monobrow and like a mustache.
It's like the character in The Simpsons that sells Homer the drink at the World Trade Center.
At one point, he has a Hitler mustache.
It's actually very funny.
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway. So the chili dog reference. I'm just trying to think of all of like the actual Sonic references.
There was rings.
He calls.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the rings. He has to carry around. This dumb owl bitch gives him a sack of rings.
Dude, don't. She's basically the fucking Obi-Wan.
Isn't there a Sonic game called like Sonic and the Seven Rings and the rings?
No,
actually
that's
stop-
the new Avengers movie.
There's Avengers Endgame.
Shang-Chi.
Sonic and the Seven Rings of Power.
No, he just has rings. Like, that's your currency in the game.
Mm.
Like, in
it's
Sonic.
What you use
it's
to buy
health.
Chili dogs.
It's your health. Remember, like, you lose rings, you die?
Yeah. Sonic and the Secret Rings. I think he actually like...
That was my colon in 4DX.
He found not so secret anymore.
He found
they found
the secret
it almost
ring
instantly.
Within the first minute of the film.
Fuck, it's so funny just going through all these, like how many dog shit Sonic games.
Okay, now I don't feel bad saying if you're into Sonic, like I don't care.
Can I tell you what I, like watching this movie, the way that I was thinking was like, the way to kind of improve this movie, because there were moments I laughed, the moments I enjoyed or whatever, but I think on the whole, it's just like, I don't know what this movie was for because it is a kid's movie, but I don't know the way in for a kid. Like,
I want to see the production line. Like when would the, how long has this movie rights been in like you could tell they wanted to make this in 1993.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's been kicking around.
Yeah. And I know it's
so,
been through several
tell.
Drafts. Yeah, like I know the screenwriter, Evan Susser, who's like, I know from the Doughboys podcast that he was like, he's a regular on that. And they always made fun of him that he was writing the Sonic movie, but he's not been attached to it for like a year. And so he's like, none of my script is part of it. And
that's
so
crazy.
It's been like changing around a lot for a long time to kind of get to like this kind of weirdly basic road trip E.T. kind of thing.
Road trip. It's kind of like, do you think at all Detective Pikachu informed it in any way?
Maybe the integration of Sonic into the world.
Yeah.
Because I think that original drawing, the original version of Sonic was them trying to create like a realistic looking Sonic character that could be believable in this world. But then I think the backlash from fans, but that was informed by Detective Pikachu. And like, you can make it look screen accurate to what we originally know, but just by adding the textures of something realistic can bring it in.
And that worked for like the most like, universally agreed upon thing about that movie is like how good the Pokemon look.
Yeah, they feel really well integrated.
You're like one of the biggest fans of that movie.
I love Detective Pikachu.
But even though like even the Bill Nye stuff.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
And like the combining
that Bill Nye has to play Mewtwo. That's I love that.
It is
shit.
Insane that Bill Nye.
His performance is so bad.
I think
no,
it's,
Bill
Nye. I know he's my least favorite part, but I think it's funny that it's like Bill Nye, this respected, beloved character actor, goes like, "I made Mewtwo."
And the funniest majestic thing about that, the funniest thing is he got heaps into Pokemon afterwards.
Yeah,
did you read about that?
Yeah, because his grandkids liked it.
Yeah,
so
he got like
into
mega
it.
Into Pokemon and started like collecting them and stuff.
I've watched so many. Instagram keeps feeding me ads of Jim Carrey being interviewed about being Dr. Robotnik. And I don't think he has the same level of enthusiasm for Bill Nye.
Do I think
I just
he does?
Do my Jim Carrey shit.
Yeah, like,
but I've got I bought the Sonic. I bought the Detective Pikachu 4K Steelbook. So I
how's
love
that?
It.
I've got it in 4K.
Yeah, it's
it
good.
Looks amazing. It was the first
cool
thing
guys.
I watched.
Super cool.
But I thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
No man, it's
thanks
fine.
For being sincere. But I
would you rather watch Detective Pikachu or Sonic again?
Sonic. I thought Sonic was a much better
get
movie.
Really?
Pikachu.
That's amazing.
It looks insane. To
I found it like ironically more funny because there's this. Like when they were like,
it was just so dumb. That's what I liked
it. Yeah, I enjoyed it for its stupidity, but I was like watching it and just going like, I think the way to improve this for me was to just go like, I don't know why James Marsden is in it. Like, I don't get that character
it's
at all.
It's so weird because he's like, he's like a bored cop who talks to donuts.
Yeah.
Who at one point, like very early on, he's shown to be a very supportive husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who like,
great
you
husband.
Know, who let his, who like, you know, covered... Did extra shifts so his wife could study to become a veterinarian.
Exactly.
And then we meet his sister-in-law, and who hates him. Who just fucking hates him for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, immediately is like, the first thing she says is, hey, you should get a divorce.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E. You know what that smells? It's divorce.
Yeah. And I just, like, I don't understand, like, at no point besides, like, his interactions with Sonic, are you led to think that this guy is not...
He's not great.
A good husband.
That's
or whatever.
The thing, like, is like, I don't understand the flaw for this character, because he is the protagonist of this movie or joint protagonist of Sonic. There's no flaw to this character. In my rewrite, I propose we cast a fat teenage boy who, like, somehow stumbles across Sonic. And this is like, he's some weirdo gamer kid. He's like, oh my God, it's Sonic. And it's like, he has to, like, it's an so E.T. you. Story. Yeah, I want to play the lead. I want to play.
Like, this is my 25th time to Sega World.
When I said that in the cinema, Angus killed it. Angus was like, they should get the kid from Hunt from the Wilder People, who's like 14 now, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, set it in New Zealand. It would
be looks
awesome.
Like Green Hill. It's
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's rings there, Lord of the Rings. It's like, it's crazy.
It's all there.
It's crazy how good that idea was.
But yeah, it just all
I always
up.
Felt like telling them the projections to fire up the 40X ever. Everyone could feel the idea.
Yeah, everyone, we're going to stand at the front of the cinema and start proposing to you our new film.
And you know what? You get Sonic, who, like, makes him cool, teaches him how to run exactly. a little far, and then he learns, you know what it is? It's a Tortoise and the Hare movie.
Yes, absolutely.
It becomes that. He's like, you're so cool and so fast.
Yeah,
Sonic starts going to school dressed up as his friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone starts liking Sonic. Sonic gets popular.
Yeah.
And then, like, basically come out with, like, another movie.
Yeah, but he's like, you know,
21 Jump Street, I'm coming
up. He's like, I got to go fast. And he's like, oh, I've never been fast at all ever, bro.
And then the lesson is like, it's not about going fast, it's sometimes slowing down for your friends to keep
exactly.
up. And then it becomes a movie about, like, accessibility and stuff. It's like, you could get funding from every
I think with Detective Pikachu, I loved that it was a Pokemon movie.
Yes,
but I hated the detective stuff in it.
Oh, I loved it. Like,
see, to me, you needed that as, like, your entry point to the Pokemon universe.
But, like, the best part of that movie is when, like, the kid is younger and like gets talked into, like, catching a Pikachu with his friend.
No, that's literally the same day.
It's the same day.
Yeah. That's my
You're not a stand, dude.
Yeah, it's a Cubone, bro.
Clearly, I don't own it in 4K, all right?
It's like, a Cubone.
Cool. How does it feel to be the one Pokemon. Guy in the room that doesn't have it on 4K?
Oh, I'm going to see all my movies in fucking 40X now.
I'm putting it on now in the background.
Fire it up, brother. But I liked it because it's just like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Already distracted enough this episode.
But
yeah, we're not going to watch it.
But I also think that, like, that aspect of the film where it's just like, there's one scene where I really liked, because it, like, created the idea that I like, that this town of Green Hill in Montana is, like, eccentric. There's all these weirdos.
Yeah.
But they've only got two characters in the whole town, where Adam Pally plays, like, the sheriff or whatever.
Yeah.
And Adam Pally is, to me, very, very funny. I love Adam Pally. I loved him in Happy Endings and stuff. And then in this movie, he's only in scenes by himself for a majority, and he's not playing well with anyone on the phone.
It's reshoot.
Just reshoot stuff. Yeah. But then once he's, like, interacting with characters, like, oh, this is Adam Pally. He's so funny. He can, like, riff with everyone. It's great. And there's also another character, like, this eccentric, like, crazy old man.
His name is literally, like, Crazy Louie.
Crazy Joe
or
something.
Crazy
Louie
or whatever. And he's like, I've seen Sonic. He's the Blue Devil.
Oh, and he's drawn the meme.
The meme
version,
drawing.
The meme drawing of Sonic.
The meme drawing of Sonic.
I thought the movie would lean more into meme Sonic stuff.
Well, we all thought that there was going to be, like, a
reference,
like,
to, like,
a reference to the old design of Sonic from the original trailer.
Mm.
Like, I thought there'd be a scene where he's like, Sonic, you need to look like a human if we're going outside.
Yeah.
And then they quickly, and he's like, what about this? He's like, ugh, I'll never do that again. Like, I would have loved if they did that. That would have been
the way,
like,
that I want to be integrated is that Sonic looks in the mirror and has body dysmorphia, and that's what he sees himself actually as.
He's like,
he's the ugly original Sonic.
Well, look, I can't wait to hear your final thoughts.
Shit, was that an hour?
On Sonic. Yeah, it's been a whole hour.
Wow. And,
is this the PayFam or HeyFam?
This is HeyFam.
Okay.
Because, I mean, with an intro as professional as this episode was, Dad, I think it's got to be. It's got to be.
All right, we're going to not bleep out words for the next one, guys, if you're going to stick around.
Oh, are you actually going to bleep out some words?
No, it was just a joke. Like,
oh, right.
As if you're getting it. We didn't say anything bad.
You said you hate women.
No, I said we just sent one out of the room.
And we said that was jokes.
I just said we asked one to leave.
You said, and Alexi said he hates Tails.
Yeah, I hate Tails, but I love
What's
him.
Worse, everybody?
And then I think Alexi belittled the Italian-Australian immigrant story by relating...
relating it to Sonic.
Relating it to Sonic.
Oh, man.
We've all had our fair share of... Wish I said something different, but...
But yeah, Alexi is sticking around for PayFam this week. We're going to be talking some more Sonic, some more video game movies.
We paid a night for this Canberra hotel room. He may as well stick around.
If you thought episode 275 was good, wait till you hear episode 276. We're going to do some Oscar talk.
We're going to
predict who wins at the Oscars
Alexi's
this week.
Recorded the next 20 episodes of Total Reboot. Yeah.
So I can't talk about Oscars on Total Reboot.
Until 2021.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's going to be a bit late. We're going to be talking about when Sonic finally wins the Best Picture Oscar next year.
It's like with Parasite winning Best International and Best Film. It wins Best Animated and Best Live Action.
It's basically like Sonic's already won Best Animated Film. It should not be up for both of them. Nothing's more important to our culture than Sonic right now.
That'd be amazing if Sonic wins Best International International Picture.
Because the Japanese
best
guy
foreign, or, Best Foreign
because
someone
like a Japanese man still has 8% share of the rights.
Oh, it was so whack at the end. They don't even say who Sonic was created by at the end. It says Sonic is a Sega game.
Yeah, Sonic created by Sega. But yeah, so I'm not talking about on Total Reboot. If you never listened to Total Reboot, it's my beautiful podcast I do with Cameron James, where we talk about reboots, remakes, and ripoffs in cinema. And we're also freaking funny while we do it.
It's the opposite of our podcast. We're not funny.
and we don't talk about reboots.
No. We steer clear. We don't want to get sued by you guys.
We talk about original IP on our podcast.
And the original IP.
In a very dry, matter-of-fact manner.
Yeah.
No riffing allowed. Stick to the script, Angus. Script.
Alexi, we're comparing how many podcasts we've all recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Before we hit record.
And
you can make sure you go check out episodes of Mic Check.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Finding Drago.
Finding Drago. Yeah, that was a limited series that we did for ABC. That was like my dream project about a documentary that I've been working on for years that we got to do, where it was a mystery trying to track down the real author of this Rocky fan fiction novel. And you guys have been on all the podcasts. You both have been on Mic Check.
We went on Finding Drago.
Yeah, that
we tried to get
count.
My son on Finding
yeah,
Drago.
Yeah, we tried to get Archie on
he was
Finding
hard
Drago.
To get,
who was kind of, he supposed to be?
Just a voice
he was
of a character.
Play Drago.
That's so good.
We found you.
Yeah, we're trying to do a voice.
Yeah, it's me, Drago. Yeah.
Man, you both have done Total Reboot, some of my favorite episodes. You were on the Hellboy episode.
Oh, yeah.
My least favorite miniseries with my favorite episodes in it, where the fans forced us to watch Hellboy.
Like, man, those movies all suck.
They suck, man.
And then we did the Tom Cruise one.
Yeah, I think we did Star Wars prequels with you as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And actually, both of us, we did a Wayne's World episode of
Mic Check. It was one of the first
episode
ones.
Episode 2 or 3, I reckon. Yeah.
You do the beta testing with us.
Yeah, but it's we fine. Had to do it with you guys. That was it.
Yeah,
that's right. Wow, that was a long time ago. I think between us was like 1,000 podcasts, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So go listen to all of 1,000 podcasts that we've all made.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you want more, head over to patreon.com.
Well, if you're sick of just listening to them for free, then when you get sick of that, we've got a great offer for you. You can actually start paying us.
We're going
to
talk about the freaking Oscars behind a
and
paywall.
Don't worry,
right,
we're not giving Alexi any of the money.
Yeah. No. I mean, he had a huge cookie.
Dude,
they paid me. They donated all that fire. Fire donation to me, dude.
And I'm going to give Alexi a lift home, and we're going to spend half an hour watching YouTubes in my car
before
he gets inside. Fuck,
that's every single time. That's when Angus drives. When Lemons drives me home, we always watch the same YouTube videos in the car.
Which one is it?
It's the one of the guy introducing. Here are all my favorite Star Wars characters. He's Skurkus and Durkin.
Oh yeah, I know that guy. Can I come when you drop Alexi home? Yeah, just drop me here on the way back.
Okay, patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month gets you an extra episode of HeyFam every single week. We call
last
it
last month we donated $3,000 to the fire, and this month with
fire so it
can, so it can keep
so it can so it can burn through the floods that are currently happening in Australia.
So now we've asked for that money back and we're actually
dude, you don't need it anymore. You had the floods. Can I get the freaking $3,000?
We're gonna keep it now, like we used to. Is what I was gonna say.
What a relief!
Yeah, we got a lot of complaints about our selflessness. Your children not eating.
Yeah, yeah. The watchdogs are come after me.
I'm gonna name all my favorite Sega properties: Sonic, Shenmue,
Columns,
Krangus the Cat,
Columns too.
To Tingle the Dog.
Head over to patreon.com/heyfam. Hear us talk more about Sonic, video games, Oscars, and more. We'll see you over there. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Ambrosia the Turtle.
Ambrosia the Turtle. Is that one?
No.
Columns 4.
Do you need a pin, so it's all good.
Columns 8.